the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's Half Past Network Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Dabla.
Hurry up, I gotta go see Santa Claus. At the mall waiting for
him. Oh, okay.
He'd be so sad if I didn't show up today. I told him I would.
Well, I know you wrote him a letter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that Santa Claus, like mall Santas, get as much business?
They get boners when they have kids in their laps? Probably.
Do you think they get as much business?
Luckily, kids don't know what boners are, so they wouldn't really know. Like, if an adult sat in his lap, they're like, you got a fucking boner. But a kid just be like, eh.
Probably. Yeah. Probably, yeah. So that's, I guess, that benefits the Santa.
Yes, it does.
But do you think they get as much kid action, or they go on less? Because I have no idea. It just occurred to me, though.
I think there's still long lines there.
Yeah.
You don't take your son to see him?
No.
He doesn't even ask?
No. We did. I used to do that, you know, when he was younger, but now, okay. He doesn't care about that. He just wants his presents.
Well, yeah, you got to tell Santa Claus, otherwise he won't know what you want.
He knows that he knows that I buy shit for him.
So you never even went through the farce of saying Santa Claus is a real person?
I never said he was, but then I never said he wasn't either. Yeah. Kind of leave it up in the air.
I guess.
Come to your own decision.
That is an interesting debate. Like, what, should you do that?
Yeah. It's like, I never really went either way, and when he would ask... Like, some kids think that Santa Claus is real. You know, I don't. What do you think? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Some people do. I don't know. Because, yeah. You know, you don't want to say, like, no, you're right. Those kids are fucking dumb.
It's a good lesson. It's a good religious lesson you could get, you know.
Exactly.
Because the same thing, really.
Yeah, and you know what? He asks me religious stuff, too. He asks me the same shit about religious stuff, and I give him the same answer. I said, well, some people do think that. And he says, well, what do you think? Well, some people do. I don't know.
Well, you can't tell him because he'll get in trouble.
No, I can't tell him because then he'll tell... Mm-hmm. He'll go tell his grandma, yeah. Which is my mom.
You're an adult.
Oh, doesn't fucking matter.
Does she disown you?
Oh my God. You have no idea how much that would hurt her.
Well, you know what? Tell her she's stupid. She believes in silly things. Get over it.
Think that would hurt her even more.
I mean, I'm sorry that she devoted her life to the thing, but, you know, mistakes have been made. I devoted my whole life to the Buffalo Bills. Look where it got me.
Broken hearted every year.
Sometimes you just gotta, cut the ties that bind, you know?
Except, no, you haven't.
Well.
Have you handed in your season tickets?
No.
Exactly. So you can shut up.
I said they should call it season... It says season ticket holders. They should call it season ticket suckers. We're all a bunch of suckers.
Yeah. It's true. Do we have clips?
Yes. Okay. We do have clips.
Pop clips.
I don't really hear. Oh, here they are. Starting off, I just wanted to quickly go through this. This is a song. This guy died.
This is a new song. It's going to be on our...
Last week.
I heard about... 48 years old.
It's called Big Empty.
Right?
Yeah, because Scott Weiland, former singer of Stone Temple Pilots, they...
How did he die? So young.
Cardiac arrest, but they found cocaine in his...
Well, yeah. A guy that young dying of a heart attack, it's either drugs or some, as usual, the... undiagnosed pre-existing heart condition.
Yeah.
But him being a rock star, lean on the drugs.
Yeah, he was big.
That's it, huh? That was pretty quick.
I decided that I needed to play an ad. Hold on, let me play this fucking ad. Some Star Trek ad. Fucking YouTube.
There we go. In my...
Yeah, so they found his corpse in there, and then they found a little coke sitting around. The funny thing is that because he died, his bass player got arrested for having coke. Like, if you're dead, you don't get arrested. Like, it's perfectly legal to have coke if you're dead.
That's true.
Like, you think about that. You die with, like, 10,000 pounds of drugs around you. They can't prosecute anybody because you're just a dead guy. What are they going
to
do?
Well, they might look to see where you got the drugs and try and get that guy.
Yeah. I guess the same thing with murder-suicide. If you murder a bunch of people and kill yourself, like, what are they going to do?
Get off scot-free,
you
suckers.
You do, really.
Yep.
Yeah, so they found his body and died of a cardiac arrest, they said.
Remember when we found the loophole on how to collect on your insurance even if you kill yourself?
How was that?
You find another guy in the same situation, then you kill each other.
Ah, yes.
Remember, no murder-suicide. We're both a couple of murderers.
Yeah.
We both just killed each other. Who knows what happened?
Yeah.
We got into a feud. We had a duel. Yeah.
Buy some skeletons. Make it look like you have like a bunch of corpses in your basement. Or he did, the other guy. Each other
no,
did.
No, because that other guy wants his own insurance money, too, to go to his family. You're both in the same situation.
Yeah.
So you just kill each other. Like, they're both family claims. Like, no, my husband was murdered. So we get that money. Then everyone makes the claim. So everyone wins.
Well, this is a great tribute to Scott Weiland.
Yep. Rest in peace, Scott.
I did love Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah. He's good. Very talented man. It's a shame. Yeah. So young, too.
The most talented of us are the most tortured.
I'm tortured. So, yeah, that's true.
Next up, I don't know where this came from. Someone posted this on Facebook. But it's some little girl giving her mom a life lesson. You never know how this stuff goes.
But well, you know what? That shit might be set up,
too. It's a legitimate little girl, though.
Yeah.
Of the Asian variety.
I mean, and Asians are smarter than normal people.
Apparently, her parents got a divorce, and this is her telling her mom why they should still be friends.
It might have been scripted, and they kind of set the girl up to say it.
Well, listen.
You can't really trust
her. We're skeptical, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
At worst, she's a really good actress.
Okay.
Are you ready to be his friend?
Yes.
Try not to be that high up to be friends. I want everything to be low. Okay?
Okay.
Just try your best. I don't want...
I don't know what that whole high and low business means.
Be replaced in meanies again. I want you and my dad to be placed as settled and be friends. I'm not trying to be mean.
I just want
everyone to be friends.
I mean, you are sounding a little bit mean.
I can be nice. I think all of us can be nice, too.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean, you know?
Mean,
listen, if I can be nice, because I'm a bitch.
Trying to do my best in my heart.
Right? You can be nice.
Nothing else than that.
You know what a cunt I am.
I want you, Mom, my dad, everyone to be friends. I want everyone to be smiling. Not like being mad. I want everything to smile. Especially when I see someone, I want them to smile.
Yeah, well, my fucking teeth
especially
hurt. I don't
Nana,
like to smile.
Everyone.
I have cavities and gingivitis.
Smile. And if that's for my dad and you, Mom, I think you can do it. I think you can settle your mean heights down.
What's she talking about?
I don't know. Then this is fucking scripted because okay? this whole about settling and bringing your height down. Someone put that in her head.
Well,
what the fuck she's talking
about? It sounds like she's mimicking something. Not maybe not.
She saw something.
She's saying things she's heard other people say.
Yeah,
kids do that. She doesn't really know the meaning of a lot of it.
Because I know she's
Daddy,
some like she's a reincarnation of some
not
philosopher.
Way down on. Straight on the middle where my heart is.
She sounds like Deepak Chopra.
I know. Fucking nonsense. Yeah.
Heart is something.
Well, she's on his
Everyone
level.
Else's
yeah.
Heart is something too. And if we live.
That must
in a
make
world
him feel good. Yeah, little kids can make shit up too. Me, sounds just as good, man.
Everyone's gonna be a monster in their future.
Everyone's going to be a monster in the future? Is that what she said? Because that I agree with.
They really should put some pants on this girl because she keeps opening. She's looking like a dress and she keeps opening her legs. Mark can't take it.
We will eat them.
Throw me in
there. No one will ever be here. Only the monsters in our place. We need everyone.
See, Mark, she said if everyone's mean, there'll be no more humanity left. Just monsters. It will all be monsters.
You know what? That's
up for debate.
Yeah, an interpretation. I disagree. I disagree with this little girl.
Me.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
Mom, everyone.
What is a monster? You know what? Your monster might be my best friend.
Nothing else. I just want everything.
Maybe I love monsters.
As possible. Nothing else.
You done?
Is that it?
Hello.
Thank you, Tana. Come and give mommy tip tip.
What? Now we're speaking some other language?
I love you.
I love you too.
Well,
just the fact that the mom sat down and recorded this leaves me suspect.
Now, this is fine, but if she keeps droning on like this over and over again, I'm like, I already heard you think about being up there and down there. And
like I said, like, now I'm not, like, just from the beginning, I don't buy it. Because, so, are you always recording your little girl? Or was she starting to spout off her philosophical nonsense? And you said, hold on a second, let me get my camera.
Yeah, well,
start from the beginning. Go.
Everyone has their phones in their hands. It did sound like in the beginning she was already in the middle of her speech.
I don't know about that.
Talking about her father getting divorced. You just had the kid like 2 or 3 years ago or wherever the old that kid is, and then already getting a divorce.
Well, listen, man.
Things go downhill fast in their world.
Listen, no, you know, they got married because she was pregnant. They didn't want to be fucking married.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Anyways, this guy, DJ Earworm, he's decided to mash up every top song that came out in 2015, and it sounds pretty good.
He almost ripped me off.
It sounds either pretty bad or pretty good.
Because my old DJ name was DJ Earwax, so he came close, but I'm going to let it slide.
Yeah. So maybe some of you teenagers out there will recognize all these songs.
Yeah, me, I don't,
It's been a while since I have even heard from you. You already know what it is!
It's called 50 Shades of Pop.
You know what? This really shows you how all this music is such shit, and it really, it's indistinguishable.
It's true.
He mashed it up, and it sounds really good. It sounds just like a normal song, because all this shit sounds the fucking same.
You know, this whole time we've been wasting our time listening to all these songs separately. We can just listen to them all at the same time.
Yeah. We need DJ Earworm.
Yeah. Not in a rap part.
Yeah, I most of these songs I don't know. Every once in a while I hear, like, oh, I heard that.
A lot of people dancing and...
Yeah, that's not for me. I don't like moving my body besides walking.
You've never moved to the music?
No, I'm not capable of that. It'd be nice. When I see people on TV or when we used to go out, it would always be, like, to the clubs. It'd always be weird if I see a guy that can really dance. Because a lot of times, you see guys just out on the dance floor because, you know, you're dancing with a girl. And they're kind of moving around, but they're not really dancing. Then you'd see this one weird guy who's doing, like, actual dance moves. And he always stood out.
Yeah, you know.
He's like, look at this. The guy can actually dance. Look at this shit.
See, I couldn't do that in public.
If I could do it, I would do it in public. I'd be proud. Like, fuck, look at me.
Girls love it, too.
They really do. And then, you want a girl to dance with you? Fucking just get out on that dance floor and start moving. And if you're really good, a chick will come up to you and start dancing with you.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. I need to be alone. I'm dancing.
This is a private thing. Please leave.
Yeah, don't.
You know what? They'd like it even more.
And now to our vlogger portion of the program. We start off with Scott Buchanan, who is not posting anything in weeks, so we're going back in the archives. This is from April 7th, 2014, Burns My Goat.
Now, just looking at the picture before you hit play, I really do think he's had a stroke at some point. Because
now I haven't.
Look at how the one side of his mouth is open more than the other side. It's like a weird angle, so I really think he has lost some function on one side.
You know,
or that's just how he
looks.
You know,
the victim in all this is the fact that he has some daughter.
I know, it's so sad. Someone lives in that home.
Mm-hmm.
Someone looks up to him. That's the real crime.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What Burns My Goat. I'm your host, Scott, and you're not. And here's this week's
you
winning
You wish me. I'm Scott. You're not. Yeah.
Security guard who pled guilty to having sex with a 15-year-old student. They had sex at the boy's house as well as hers and had discussed the plan to kill her 24-year-old husband. But these charges were dropped.
What?
I don't know why these charges were dropped.
I'm confused. A security guard had sex with a 15-year-old...
Who's married to a 24-year-old?
I know. Why is it illegal to have sex with this 15-year-old if this 15-year-old had a 24-year-old husband?
Should he throw it out of court? I know it's technically illegal, but...
She was married, so I don't know why I'm in trouble here. I mean, I know trying to... plotting to kill someone's illegal, but she, don't get me on the fucking statutory shit. She's married.
Yeah, you can do the old, he did it too.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about here, Scott. A lot of shit isn't adding up.
To avoid jail time, she must complete a list of things to do and register as a sex offender. The woman's husband stood by her through the whole trial.
Oh, wait, we had it reversed. The girl security guard fucked a 15-year-old boy, and they plotted to kill the girl security guard's husband. Okay.
You know, imagine you're fucking some girl. She goes, hey, you know, this fucking's pretty fun. You want to kill my husband? Because he's kind of a, you know...
We could fuck more.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you could probably convince a 15-year-old because they're pretty dumb.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I'm doing some chick
if I was older. If I'm of age... I'm going to be like, I'm already fucking you now. Why would I kill your husband?
Like all these teacher ones, they always seem to be pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
A lot of crazy people are hot.
Or at least, you know, for you know, they're not models or anything, but,
yeah, but
some of them are.
Listen, you know what? A similar situation happened to me. Now, back when I used to go to school, I only went to the 8th grade, and then I graduated, and I was done.
But you don't need a high school diploma to be a flea market vendor.
That's true. Well, I got drafted. So, into the flea market game. And, so, you know, I made my money, so don't worry about me. Anyway, I fucked a security guard once. That was my story.
Well, she needs to be in jail. And second of all, is the husband freaking crazy standing by her? I would be divorcing her ass. Oh, well.
No.
Such is life,
her right? Husband's doing the Christian thing and standing by his wife. Maybe you'd understand that if you were a real Christian. Christmas.
Which terrified the heck out of her. The couple filmed the girl crashing over and over again into various objects because the bike was too big for the girl and she was deathly afraid of it. The girl died of her injuries and the couple were charged with criminal negligence. Who the fuck gives their 4-year-old, let alone a 4-year-old daughter, a motorbike? Come on.
Wait.
Pretty sexist.
Yeah, he's stuck in a sexist comedy thing. It's kind of sly how he did that.
Like,
let alone your dog. Not your son. I can almost understand.
I mean, who gives a 4-year-old a motorbike? Let alone his daughter. Because, you know, girls can't do shit. You know that.
They need to be locked up for life. The girl was so dismangled, no one could recognize her.
Dismangled. Isn't that a good thing?
No,
shit, you're all mangled up. Let me dismangle you.
Is that her? I don't know. They said they killed her, but I don't even know who that is. Just taking a word.
Stuff. Parents like that don't need kids.
They don't?
Hell, I wouldn't even give my 4-year-old.
They wouldn't be parents then. You know,
that's true.
It's like a chicken egg situation. Well, they're horrible parents. They shouldn't have kids. Yeah, but they wouldn't be horrible parents if they didn't have kids.
That's true. Yeah, they didn't have the kids. They wouldn't be a horrible parent.
And you wouldn't even know, and you'd let them have kids again. And then you'd be like, oh, if they didn't have kids, they wouldn't be.
I know. What a horrible loop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Daughter or a motorbike for Christmas. I don't care how much. You'd want.
I think he said, I don't care how hot she is.
Well, you know, sometimes you have a kid and they're really, really hot. So, you know, you get like tempted and they ask for stuff. So you just give it to them, even though you know they really shouldn't have it, but they're so hot.
You're right, Scott. You're right.
You think there are any dudes with like really ugly wives and then their daughters turns out really hot and you just resent them because like.
I don't know, but you know what? That fucking happens because I would see that sometimes. I'd see the mother and daughter and I'm like, holy shit. The daughter's fucking hot. I look at the mom and I'm like, whoa, she is a disgusting quote unquote human being. And like, how did that fucking happen?
What do you think is more, do people resent more? Do you think like the mother with the hot daughter or the ugly daughter with the hot mom?
Wait, who's resenting this?
Well, it could go, well, all right, so you're the mom, right? And you're super hot and you have a daughter and she's just like, you know,
as
not attractive.
You know what? In that situation, the mom's very disappointed.
Yeah.
She's kind of bummed out. I don't know if there's any kind of resent. She's just, maybe on the daughter's part, like, what the fuck? How'd I get like this? My mom's hot.
But then what if it's the opposite?
No, like, if it's the opposite, I can see the mom being...
Proud?
Being proud. Look at me. I'm a fucking gross
fucking
pig.
America.
And look at my daughter.
But what about the father?
Hot as shit.
The father might be pissed because, like, look at this. I got this monster I gotta live with.
No, he might be proud, too. Like, look at this. I fucked a beast and a prize came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like magic. You know I prayed for this, right?
The next loser is a female who pled guilty for leaving her baby in a toilet tank at a sports bar. Yep, you heard me right. In a toilet tank at a sports bar. She gave birth.
Listen, to where a baby else do you boy. Keep babies? Toilet tank is a perfect place.
I mean, maybe that's what she's going to keep it fresh.
Not enough water from the drown. It's great.
It's like a tiny little baby spa.
It's like one of those chambers that Joe Rogan likes to sit in. That's what it's like for the baby.
Does Joe Rogan go into a hyperbolic chamber?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you know he talks about that all the time.
I can't listen to Joe Rogan talk.
Anyway, so yeah, it's like a little baby hyperbolic chamber. It's dark and there's no sound. Yeah. It's good for him.
Yeah, I kind of heard that myself.
27 years old. Does she not have a fucking brain? What a heartless fucking bitch. I say death penalty. And this next couple is really going to burn your boat.
I thought it was goat, not boat. People what the fuck burned my boat?
Get it right, man.
You know what burned my boat?
For cigarettes, Netflix, and premium cable instead of feeding their nine-month-old baby. Dude.
Premium cable. Not your regular basic cable, but premium.
No, listen. They had HBO, Showtime.
Cinemax, they had all of
them. They even had Stars. And, I mean, there might have been some other channels. I can't remember.
Those HD, special HD ones.
Yeah, because you know you can get like four different HBOs. I bet they had all those too.
Have you not heard of the WIC program where you can get WIC checks until your baby is 5 years old? So
you sound like you've heard of it, Scott.
Just for formula. I mean, I know
what the fuck noise is going on back there.
$28 a freaking can. But even still, you 9 months old. They actually babies should be eating regular food at 9 months old.
Huh?
Man.
Really?
No, actually, they shouldn't. They're still on formula.
Taxpayers pay for them to feed when they
9 months. Yeah, kids. I think it's still formula.
And our last winning loser this week is a dumbass couple who starved a 5-year-old son.
What is our winning loser? That doesn't make any sense. Our last winning loser is.
Well, they're losers, but you're in a loser competition. They're the best losers.
Police to let them know about his brother after an argument. Parents like this should be locked up for life.
What's that screaming?
It's a bar of the dog. You know that it's not a vlog without a dog barking.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I've been listening to the bird tweeting in the background all this time. To
any kid of mine or anybody else's. And you don't starve, kids. What is wrong with these motherfuckers?
This guy, you know, he's ahead of his time.
I know I'm going against popular opinion about starving kids, okay? But I'm going to go
out and write a book.
I'm going to say it. You don't starve kids, okay? I'm sorry.
New York Times bestseller, Feed Your Kids by Scott Buchanan.
No, you can pay me $29.99 for the book.
My e-book. Yeah, that's a good idea. Now we move on to Kimberly Wazinski, who has got some action going on this week.
Action packed.
Starting off, she's been told on YouTube a lot lately she should kill herself.
So, let's see if she does.
Some Kelly person just commented on my YouTube channel and was like, kill yourself, you ugly twat. I've been getting a lot of comments
She's
that have
not
said,
really
kill
ugly.
Yourself,
I mean,
kill yourself, and all that stuff.
She doesn't look that
Hate
good.
Hate me all you want, because you're just a jealous fucking bitch. I'm sorry for my language, but it's true. People like to hate on me all the time.
I really hate when people swear and then have to apologize.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I hate is when you call someone jealous.
No, yeah.
Like, are they? You don't have anything. Like, what do you think they're jealous of? I know maybe your awesome singing talent, which you don't have.
Your YouTube channel, anyone could...
Yeah, I can... Every single one of us on the planet could sing on YouTube. We can create a YouTube channel and sing. What are we jealous of?
What I'm used to it, because I dealt with it all my life. And the people that have told me to kill myself, they look fake as fuck. So thanks for hating on me. It means
like
a lot.
Like we're mannequins?
I guess.
How fake. Do we look fake? Or do they mean like profiles look fake?
Then on last Friday, she got injured.
Oh, no. I hope she's okay.
And she had to go to the hospital.
Was she trying to kill herself? Did she finally listen?
And when you're in the hospital, it's a perfect time to vlog.
Or vlog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad.
It appears it's also the perfect time not to wear a bra, because you can see right through her shirt.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You can see right through her shirt.
Oh, man. She's got a nice rack.
Turned the Wi-Fi off on me. We were fighting. And I was running from him. And I fell.
Oh my god, I wish I could see the video of that.
She's got a tiny scratch on her
hand. I'm at the hospital now. I'm afraid I'm gonna lose my job, too.
Wait, why do you go to the hospital for a scratch on your hand?
My dad ended up going to my store yesterday. I think I'm going to lose my job.
Oh, God. Your six-hour-a-week job.
I think we're
going to... Now, the thing is, her father, he's got to do some really fucking quick talking. Because, you know, she's going to let them know, oh, me and my dad were fighting. He was chasing me. I was running. Now I'm hurt.
That's true.
Child Protective Services.
She's not a child.
Oh, wait. You're right.
She's 22 years old, bro.
She could... I, you know what? She talks like she's a little kid, so I forget. But she could file assault charges if she wanted to.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know why they're in the hospital, though. She picked up her hand and showed it on the camera. It was a tiny scratch on her hand.
I guess she thought she broke her wrist. But anyways, she'll tell you about it here. Okay.
Hey, my YouTube friends. I am Beck.
You're Beck?
You're not Beck. I've seen Beck.
Thank God I didn't break anything.
Turntables on a mop.
I got x-rays, so I'm fine. But it really hurts.
Yeah.
My dad was yelling at me today. And he was freaking me out.
Was he one of the people telling you to kill yourself?
You're gonna do this to me, I'm gonna turn the whole Wi-Fi off. So I had nothing.
Oh, God.
My SIM card was still broke.
Didn't know about
this. And I know that Dunkin' Donuts had Wi-Fi, so I was like, okay, I'll just go to Dunkin' Donuts. I was running, and I fell.
Oh, you made it sound like he was chasing you.
I called the cops and the ambulance, so... Yeah... Had to go to the hospital.
Why did you call the police?
Now I'm back here. But see, my sister and my mom said that they can take me anywhere, like a friend's house. But then when we got out of the hospital, they didn't. So I'm back home. I just feel like I'm never going to move out. And
that was actually a scam on their part.
For the 302.
Because she did call the police, and they probably questioned the father. So they told her,
hey, listen,
calm down. You don't even need to talk to the police. We'll take you anywhere. You don't have to come home. And then when she left, got in the car, fuck you, we're going home, dummy.
Colleen, she said she had some scanner, and she heard some 22 female was running away from her dad. So they had me as a runaway?
No, I think they meant physically running away. You're not a runaway, you're an adult. You can't
run away from
home.
What are they gonna do when I'm 30?
Same thing, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to move out. And every time I try, they win, I lose.
Well, stop trying.
And I still have my job.
Learn your lesson.
So, I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, that's too bad. I would have liked her for the loser job.
I just hope everything goes well and nobody's gonna pick on me.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Good luck.
Every day I go to work, I think the same exact thing.
I hope no one picks on me today.
Yep.
But without fail, they do.
Yeah. So next up, we've been doing this a lot lately, the old compare and contrast thing that we like to do. I don't know if you are familiar with it, Mark.
Yeah.
We take two songs with similar themes or names or anything, and then we...
This one song once was sung by a man, and then the other song was sung by a different man. But they were, you know, since they were both the same gender, it was pretty similar.
Yeah.
So we compared those.
So I decided to take the Pixies' Here Comes Your Man and combine... I didn't do a mashup or anything. And we're going to contrast it and compare it to Here Comes My Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Here's the Pixies' version song.
All right.
You know this song.
We were riding a train.
Do you know this song?
I don't know. Out by the fire breathing. Outside we wait till face turns blue. I know the nervous walking. I don't like when I have nervous walking. Sometimes when someone's behind me and I know they're watching me, like it gets harder to walk.
Yeah.
You're almost starting to stumble.
You're so paranoid about people attacking you.
Because it can fucking happen, especially from behind. You can't see it coming. All right, here comes your man.
Now we have...
Now, is it something... You don't like a guy? And it's like, here comes your man. Here he comes. Oh, boy. Yep.
Now, Tom Petty was very excited about a girl he was dating, and he sang a song called Here Comes My Girl.
Oh.
I like the talking parts. Yeah, you know, sometimes I
can
was,
talk. I can do this. Yeah. I can fucking talk. Thinks he's so good.
I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus.
In focus. Nope, I'm done. That's as much of the karaoke I could do.
You know what? I'd be so annoyed by this guy. Because I'd be like, okay, here comes my girl. I'm like, congratulations. What the fuck do you want, dude?
There she comes. That's her. All right. Yeah. Here she comes. That's my girl.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's your girl. Okay.
Well.
Cool.
And then.
Ooh, well, you know what? When he says focus in here, I always like to pretend that I'm a foreigner. And he says it, fuck us.
Oh, yeah.
You need to have focus, okay? Focus your thoughts. All right, Patty, shut the fuck up. Yeah, there's her girl. You happy? She's no prize. Good for you. Or if she's really hot, I'm even more angry. What the fuck is this? You're proud? Good, good. You got a hot chick. She's gonna break up with us soon. We'll be back with the other song.
Wow, I play both at the same time.
Are you?
Yep. Wow, sounds pretty good. Two idiots like...
They're both walking towards each other. The girl's singing, here comes my man, and the guy's walking, here comes my girl. A couple of idiots. Dummies in love.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, for the song of the week, because it's Christmas time, we're getting to Christmas songs. Do you know this band, the Pentatonix, who are a bunch of a cappella people?
No.
These a cappella groups where there's no instruments, they just sing.
I know what a cappella means.
No, but they do the instruments in their mouth like... And then another person goes...
Well, I am part of a beatbox group, so I'm a little familiar.
Like, I could play the drums for the band, for the a cappella group. If I was still in college, I'd join the group. I'd be the drummer. And then someone else would be like... What do you mean, yeah? I'm really good at drumming.
So you think. That's the only beat you can make, though.
What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm gonna come up with some music for you to do. I'm gonna give you the arrangement.
I trained myself.
Classically trained.
Anyways, here's them singing a song called "That's Christmas to Me." I assume it's like a...
Fireplaces burning bright, shining.
Who's listening to this shit?
Assholes.
They're talented, but it sounds horrible.
Yeah, but who cares?
Like, it sounds, I don't know, just...
Yeah, they're talented, but who gives a fuck?
We're not driving around listening to this shit.
From my dreams, oh, I, 'cause that's Christmas to me.
Me.
I see the
I'm gonna join their group.
Like angels in the snow.
Snow.
Mom and daddy share a kiss under the
mistletoe. Yeah, what are you kissing? Come on.
And we'll what? That sounds weird. Share a kiss. Listen, we only have one kiss. We're gonna need to share it, okay?
Oh, come on, I want my own kiss.
Sorry, I mean.
Maybe they're talking about a Hershey kiss.
Maybe. That's even worse.
Those ones with like cherry in the middle, those are good.
Oh, they are, man. You know what I've been looking for? Chocolate covered cherries, and I haven't seen them.
Cherry cordials? Yeah, they have more. I seen them at Walmart just the other day.
Oh, man. Because I had to eat that whole fucking thing. You're looking so good.
But you've been looking for them? You looked at Target, the only place
I looked at one store, yeah.
Looking all over the place. I went to three different Targets.
No, I looked at the same Target three different times. Each time, no go, no luck. Now those Hershey's ones with the cherry. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing. Really good, though.
This is maybe the worst Christmas song I've ever heard. It was number one on Billboard's holiday list.
You want to start an a cappella group?
I can't sing.
Yeah, it's all right.
Because that's Christmas to me.
Believe it or not, this song is only half over.
I know, how long can they do this shit? I mean, I'm sure they can do it for a while, but how long do you expect me to hang in there?
They're not even doing any drumming or anything.
You said they were doing the instruments with their mouths. They're just singing. No one's doing instruments.
They do
sounds.
Sometimes.
Not on this song.
Like, listen, they do that song Cheerleader.
That's a deep humming voice. Can you imagine what they look like in the studio? A bunch of fucking idiots with their mouths going.
Spit flying everywhere.
Making all these weird faces.
There's a chick in there, I think two chicks. Like, it's a novelty, it's all it is.
Well, yeah. You know, a little gimmick.
They do Winter Wonderland.
What's that bass noise?
I think it's just a dude doing it.
I don't know, because it sounds, it's pretty deep.
They've mashed up Don't Worry Be Happy and Winter Wonderland together, apparently.
See, I could do it.
Don't worry, be happy.
Where's Winter Wonderland come in?
We mash that later.
Wonderland. Sleigh bells ring,
I understand. What it's not a mashup. They're just they put them together. It's not a mashup, though.
Well, they don't call it a mashup. But they call it a
That's false advertising.
Watch my
Mike.
Well, I'm using the youth term.
No, man. You had me going. You had me going. I'll give you credit for that. You said we're having a mashup. I was sitting here expecting a mashup, but hey.
All right, get
jokes
out of
on
here.
Me.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Let's get
out of here. Anyway, HotJoWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell
it's
a friend.
Medley,
Mike
right?
is a liar.
It's a medley, okay?
Mike is a fucking
it's a
liar.
A fucking medley.
HotJoWizKids.com, liar.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire.
As we dream by the fire. To face the